तदा द्रष्टुः स्वरूपे अवस्थानम्। When this chitta vritti nirodha, whatever it is, we'll go on discussing it little piece by piece. When this yoga takes place, tada drashtuh swarupe avasthanam. Then the knower or the seer, I know you. In this, I know you. The I is the knower. I is the seer. That seer does not undergo any modification. That seer does not create a division between the seeing and the object, the experience. The seer remains in his own form. What does in his own form mean? Swarupe avasthanam. What does in his own form mean? I am the seer. I see you. I see you. Do I see you now? Or does a memory see you? I know your name. You know, you came from Spokane. Kind of spooky people. That's not... That's the memory seeing you. I remember your name. I remember the description that so-and-so gave me of you. Can I see you? Can I see you? Can the seer see you? Can this pure consciousness see? Can this pure... You is gone now. You is gone. Can this pure consciousness see? Without the memory operating. Without a part of the mind seeing, without a prejudice jumping up, without even a recognition coming into it. Swarupe avasthanam. Can this, the seer, the subject, rest in his own, state? What is it for me to be myself? What do I mean by that? When you spilt the soup on the table and started licking it, your mother spanked you and said, "Behave yourself." If I were a child, I would say, "That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm a child, I'm behaving like a child." What do you mean? What does it mean to be yourself? Even that has been mauled, yes? You recognize that? Even that has been mauled beyond all recognition. We do not know what it is to be myself. To be myself, I have to go down the tree 500 times. Chasing, looking for myself. Swarupe, can I be myself? Can I be myself is really an improper expression whose proper form is, can I become myself? What do you mean, can I be myself? I am myself. I am myself. You think I have lost it somehow, and you are suggesting that I should not be what I am, But I must go around the tree and find where I am. Which is an absurd thing. And therefore we have lost the whole art of being, just being, pure being. We are all the time becoming. We are all the time chasing. We are all the time trying to find the being by becoming from one becoming to another becoming. What is it to be oneself? Tada drushtuhu swarupe avasthanam. Can I? Do I know? Do I know what I am? In that struggle to know what I am separating myself from what I am. I am creating an experience of what I am. I am making myself my own object, which is a ridiculous expression. Can I? Suddenly you realize that if the seer, I am seeing you, if the seer is devoid of this division, and you does not exist, I does not exist either. And so, later on in the Yoga Sutras, Patanjali drops nearly bombshell. Drashta drishimatraha. Drashta drishimatraha. Here, in the third sutra, he says, if you are in a state of yoga, tada drashtuhu swarupe avasthanam, the subject rests in himself. The subject rests in itself. The experiencer rests in its own pure form. As what? I don't know as what. Later on, there is a bombshell sutra. Drashta drishimatraha. Shuddhopi pratyaya anupashya. When the eyes are open, seeing takes place. When the eyes are open, seeing takes place. Do I see? Can the seeing take place without the eyes seeing? What do you mean? Can even that expression is wretched, dreadful even to my own ears. Can the seeing take place without the eye seeing? Seeing does take place without eye seeing. Seeing does take place without eye seeing. But when I want to become aware of my eye seeing you, the eye comes up. So any effort at being yourself is already a distraction. Any effort at being yourself, be yourself, behave yourself, rest in yourself, it is then that the division springs up. How does the division spring up? Somehow an I is created. The desire to be aware of myself creates the I. The desire for experience, any kind of experience, creates the I. The desire to see is the I. Is there an ego sense? Is there a subject apart from the desire to experience? It is this desire that causes pain. It is the desire that causes pleasure, and it is the desire that causes pain. Tada drashtu swarupi avasthanam. When this yoga takes place, then he doesn't even say, he's very clever this chapter, this Patanjali. He doesn't even say that you must suppress all your thoughts and you must suppress all your desires. No. Then that's another distraction. I want to think. I don't want to think. I don't want to think that I don't want to think. I see that I have desires, and I think I should not have desires. So I desire that I should not have desires. I desire to drop even the desire not to have desires. Without any distraction whatsoever, there is suddenly the awareness that consciousness is all the time. And all experiencing is made possible in that consciousness, by that consciousness. All experiencing. Is there a thought? What is the content of a thought? What is the real content of a feeling? What is the true content of a sensation, an emotion? We are not talking now of the whys and hows and all the mechanism. No. The content of this cap is wool. We are not interested in the shape and in the purpose and who made it and what for and so on. The content of this cap is wool. What is the content of thought? What is its own genuine form? This has its own form, which is wool, and a secondary form, which is that of a cap. We are not interested in the second. Is it possible, when a thought arises, what is the nature, what is the content of this thought? Of what is this thought made? There is an emotion, there is a feeling. What exactly is that made of? If you are tempted to make that an object of your mind's investigation, if you make that thought, that emotion, that sensation an object for your mind to investigate, then you are thinking about it. Thinking about thought is like water drinking water. It will never come to an end. Is it possible to know the content of thought without making it an object? Is it possible to know the content of feeling without making it an object? In other words, entering into it. That is called meditation. Meditation is really entering into a thought and investigating it from there. Is it possible then for this thought to arise outside of consciousness? It is possible for this feeling or for emotion to arise outside of consciousness? Is there any experiencing possible outside of consciousness? Air. The consciousness rests without. Without what? Without a division. This is terribly important to remember. We are not abolishing anything. The lake, with all its reflections, with all its ripples, and with all its currents, and with all its waves, is the lake. So, all these thoughts, all these feelings, and all these emotions, and whatever it is, are just pure consciousness. If this is a thought, then there is a distraction. If this is a thought, that is, if you merely think that all this is consciousness, then you are thinking of the truth. You don't know the truth. In that pure knowledge, there is neither I nor you. This is the famous jugglery. This is the right end, this is the left end. Try this if you like, just a mental gymnastics. Look at this end, this is the left end for you. Look at this end, this is the right end for you. Now you are seeing one end, now you are seeing the other end. Look at the cap and blot out the two ends in your own mind. You are seeing something quite different. Is it quite different? It's the same cap. The same cap, for a moment you saw one end and then the other end. And then you blink twice, you suddenly realize it's just one cap, there is no end to it. Where does this division take place? Why does the mind suggest that the cap has two ends? Whereas in reality it is just one cap. And even the word cap is unnecessary. Seeing is seeing. Pure seeing, in that in which there is no division at all, in which there is no division between I and you, into I and you. It is not thinking there is only one. The thinking is suspended. When thinking is suspended, thinking as such is suspended. Thought is still there. Thinking as such is suspended. Thinking as a function of the mind is suspended. Thinking as a function of the brain is suspended. Then the waves go on. Is there any harm in the waves going or playing on the surface of the lake? Is there any harm in the ripples forming on the lake? And so, here again, back to the sutras, it is not as though I am sitting there and suppressing all my thoughts. No. I am not suppressing all my thoughts. I am understanding the contents of these thoughts. I am understanding the content of these thoughts. I am understanding the content of these feelings and emotions. Fear, anxiety, pain, whatever it is, doesn't matter. And I realize, not as a thought, not as an object of psychological experience, I realize from within these emotions, anxiety, fear, from within these emotions, that they are nothing but experiencing. Fear is a misnomer. That it is an experiencing is the truth. Pain is a misnomer. That it is an experiencing is the truth. All words are sound, right? All words are sound, just sound. Is there any word that is uttered which is non-sound? Is any object seen that is not of light? Seeing alone is the truth. I and you are non-truth. When that is done, there is no division. What is, is.